Welcome to the Black Boy Talks podcast. I'm your black boy, Elijah Smith. I haven't said that intro in so long. But anyway, I just wanted to come on ahead and give y'all tips on working out, diet, some things you can do to kind of like, you know, increase more muscle mass, you know, put on more muscle overall. Excuse the noise. I'm kind of like outside right now, so just excuse the noise, but yeah, so these are the top five ways to build muscle and increase, you know, your stamina, increase your energy levels when you're working out. Number one, more isn't always better. And the reason why I start with more is because more, yeah, it sounds cool. Like, oh, I'm going to do 50 push-ups. I'm going to do 100 sit-ups. So I'm going to do 25 pull-ups. But here's the thing. When it comes to exercising and working out, I think it's very important that you have your form right, you know? I think it's very important that you have a good form, because form is going to create, you know, symmetry, good symmetry, you know, throughout your body. And it's going to make you, you know, look better and not, you know, all over the place. So number one's form, you know, less is really more. So you want to keep your sets between 3 to 6, and then after you want to go from 6 to 12, but you want to keep it in that range, but up your reps. You want to kind of up your reps a little bit. Number two, diet is a very good way of building muscle as well, because not only does diet, you know, give you results, but diet also,
how you doing?
Diet also adds to your overall look, you know, your overall physique. So, and it also increases your energy level. So number two is diet. You want to eat maybe 3 times a day. In between, you want to have a protein shake, you know, maybe some nuts, you know, and lunch, you want to have, you know, some chicken, rice, vegetables. Always, always, always get green leafy vegetables. Never, ever. Don't. I mean, I'm not going to say never. I'm not going to tell y'all what to do or how to eat or, you know. But if you want great results, you know, you want to kind of cut down on some of the, you know, fatty foods that you've been eating. And if you do make chicken, don't fry it or, you know, add any oil or stuff like that. And if you do add oil, make sure you use extra virgin oil, because that's the more healthy alternative. Again, fatty oils like the regular corn oil, it kind of like, you know, causes diabetes, high cholesterol, and overall just bad health and stuff like that. And the reason why I can, you know, come on here and tell you guys this is because I don't eat junk food. I don't eat snacks. I don't drink juice. I don't drink soda. I drink strictly water. My diet is super clean. I stick to all, you know, vegetables, chicken. And if the chicken, I make only grilled chicken with no seasoning or no added, you know, oils and stuff like that. I try to keep it very clean. And so number two, diet. Make sure your diet is strict. Like, cut out everything that's toxic. And another thing with diet is use sea moss. Sea moss will clean out your gut. I use sea moss for maybe like a month or two, and it honestly got my gut super healthy. It clears your skin. It has 102 minerals in sea moss, so it's getting the minerals that your body cannot produce on its own. It's also helping you, you know, with the things that you might be, you know, suffering from, like, for instance, diarrhea, you know, bloatedness. It kills all that extra fat that's stored in your, you know, tissues and body, and it also clears your skin up, because the number one reason for bad skin is a bad gut. What you put in is what you get out. So, you know, whatever you eating is definitely a contribution to how your skin look and your appearance. You are what you eat. Number three, cardio. Make sure you're getting cardio in. Jump rope, The jump rope I recommend is a weighted jump rope because it adds extra level of, you know, resistance. And what the weighted jump rope does is it adds extra resistance, you know. It gives you that tone, you know. It also lowers body fat. So you can go from maybe 250 to 250, you know, 25% body fat or 30% body fat to maybe 25 or maybe 20% body fat. So use a jump rope, get your cardio in, get your cardiovascular system going. And yeah, so we got number one, we got, you know, sets. What sets you should do. Number two is diet. Number three is get your cardio in. Number four, we're gonna go with always discipline. You know, discipline is something that I kind of, you know, struggle with. Consistency, I struggle with that, but I'm starting to learn now. I'm starting to get a routine going. I've been sticking to this routine for quite some time now, so I feel like it's very appropriate, you know, to share, you know, what I've been doing to get the results that I have. And I could be doing more to get even better results. But not only that, but I choose to, you know, stay disciplined, because discipline is one step closer to success. Because without discipline, how are you going to keep pushing and keep going, you know? So yeah, discipline, number four. Number five, this is the most important thing. Motivation is temporary. This goes back to number four. Discipline is everything. Consistency is key. If you want to achieve the body of your dreams, you want to achieve the results that you've been so desiring, you know, in your life, make sure you incorporate discipline and make sure you stay motivated, stay hungry. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's about those two things. If you want to do what other people won't do, if you want what other people have, you got to do what other people don't do. And if you want the results that other people want, stay disciplined. Keep going, keep grinding. Don't give up, you know. Keep striving. It's not easy. It's lonely at the top. But you'll get there, you know. Through hard work, discipline, effort, consistency, motivation, a good diet, the proper form, the proper sets. Slowly but surely, you'll get there. Well, this is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith, and I'm out. Peace.